Hello and welcome to Bad Pitches, the show all about the absolute best in terrible TV. Today you're in for a treat. Four comic minds will compete to come up with the worst TV show imaginable, all about delicious, delicious food. Our four contestants will pitch their absolute worst food-themed show ideas, then our network executive judges will pepper them with notes, and one unlucky pitcher will be eliminated. But they're not out of the game just yet. They'll be promoted and become an executive for the rest of the show, because the TV industry is all about failing upward. In round two, we'll spring a surprise game on the pitchers, then after another elimination slash promotion, the two finalists will face off in our lightning round. The winner of this episode of Bad Pitches goes home with a delicious store-bought pumpkin pie. Pitching this episode are Rebecca Hyman, Brittany McNanelli, Micah Fox, and Justin Randall. At the network executive table, we have two special guest judges for this episode, Ross Leupold and author and critic Dale Peck. This episode of Bad Pitches was taped in front of a live audience at Crystal Lake, Brooklyn. Judges, what are you looking for tonight from these pitchers?
I can say, speaking for myself, that there are two things that I love about Thanksgiving. One is, you know, the amazing food that my family makes, and the other is getting extremely drunk and watching The Godfather Part 2 on AMC. So what I'm saying is that I want to look for The Godfather Part 2 of food shows.
But on AMC specifically?
That would be ideal, yeah. Okay.
All right. Pitchers, keep that in mind. Dale, what are you looking for?
Dude, I think I'm really pretty open to just about anything. I just want to make sure there are, you know, gluten-free and vegan options for
All right. Let's hear for the gluten-free vegan options out there. Who's ready to start? All right. Our first pitcher coming to the stage, she's back with us again. We're very lucky to have her. Ladies and gentlemen, Rebecca Hyman.
Okay, I just want to say, first of all, I am thrilled to have this opportunity. I have been watching a lot of Seinfeld lately. Okay, so it's famously a show about, if you know it, fun, right? Okay, so I was watching it, and I was watching the episode where they're trying to sell to the NBC executives this show about nothing, on the show about nothing, explaining why a show about nothing is funny, and it hit me. Macaroni and cheese being stirred for 26 minutes and 17 seconds. It's a four-camera sitcom. I know what you're thinking, gluten-free and vegan options. I feel like I kind of want to appeal to a boomer crowd. And because I think that's where the money is. I think that's who's tuning into broadcast television. So if we were doing maybe a streaming deal, we could figure out something like with Annie's Vegan, you know, for kids or whatever. But I think for broadcast network, cheese is going to work. And for you, I just wanted to say on a personal note, I also get drunk and watch The Godfather 2 every Thanksgiving. It's one of the only good things about it. Thank you so much, guys.
I love it. Number one, what do you see as the lead-in for this show on a broadcast network?
I love that question, first of all. Thank you so much. I think I could see it after like a funky comedy where the guy is like really straight-laced and then the girl is like, I'm kind of all over the place. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Kind I know of a show exactly like what that. You're talking about.
Dharma and Greg.
It is Dharma and Greg, but I feel like it's been long enough.
I mean, it seems clear to me this show is going to be a massive hit and there are going to be spin-offs.
Like, thank you. Oh my God.
What other foods can you stir for 26 and a half minutes?
Okay, so my first thought right when you said that, just brainstorming, not sold on it, coleslaw. Again, not sold on it.
So four cameras. Okay. Where do you see those cameras? Where are they on the set? How does this get shot?
So we're doing marble counter. Think Rachel. Think more Ina Garten. Okay. So white marble, steel bowl, simple, classic. Martha, Ina. So we're doing one shot above Bird's Eye. Another shot from the refrigerator. It's implied. Another shot from like right here area on the, where does the wall meet the ceiling? And then I was kind of thinking one on the feet of the stirrer. Kind of like as a character development, almost like a B story.
Who's going to do the voice of the mac and cheese?
That's really interesting because I feel like for network, it's a huge opportunity to expand. I like Angela Bassett for it. I feel like she brings a really good gravitas, and we haven't seen her in, again, like a kind of a funky sitcom role. I can't think of Angela Bassett in one yet.
That's all that I have. It sounds
thank
like a masterpiece
you guys so
to me.
Much.
All right, thank you, Rebecca. We will we'll see how that does in the lineup once Darman Greg is back on the air. All right, now coming to the stage is a first-time pitcher, very exciting. We hope that she doesn't suck terribly, but no pressure. Ladies and gentlemen, from the wonderful world of television, Brittany Mignanelli.
Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited to be here, my first time. Judges, I know we're on a game show, but how about I pitch you another game show? It's called Taste After Toothpaste. Now, everyone knows that orange juice just tastes like ass after you brush your teeth. But why did we stop there, right? I mean, other foods probably also taste terrible after you brush your teeth. So what I was thinking is a game show where the contestant will have to guess which one of these three foods tastes fucking terrible, kind of bad, and actually okay. So they'll get, for example, I'll give you examples, obviously. You know, they'll get a banana, Cheez-Its, and Oreos. A banana, not terrible. Cheez-Its, total ass. And then Oreos, kind of okay. Kind of tastes like a mint chocolate chip situation going on. And if they get the answer right, they then have to eat a whole plate of that while one of our PAs is just squeezing Colgate into their mouth at the same time. And if they don't vomit, they win a lot of money. And
thank you, Brittany. Judges, what do you think?
Number one, I love it. Number two, who do you see hosting this show?
Oh, man, could we get Summer Sanders out of retirement? Because that would be amazing. I think she'd be perfect for this.
Yeah, I think so, too. What do you think?
I forget who Summer Sanders is.
She is the host, beloved host of Figure It Out for anyone.
90s kids, no.
90s kids, yeah. Man. Sorry.
I'm just aging right out of my demographic here. Which, I suppose, raises a question, like, special round for people wearing dentures, braces, other orthodonture.
That is good. Yeah, different kind of obstacles in the mouth. That pun intended.
Go
and
on.
Everything. Yeah. Yeah, we could have some people with braces and maybe a retainer situation, because I know that when I have my retainer in, it's just all bets are off.
I mean, this has product placement written all over it. Are you married to Colgate?
I'm not married to Colgate. I can be a Crest girl. I can be a toothpaste slut if you want me to. I can just go all over.
Is toothpaste vegan?
Ooh, that is a good question. I will have to check with our lawyers. I don't know.
Do you think there's any universe where it has to be orange juice that is the inciting incident for this show? Is there something else that we maybe could replace that with? The folks at Tropicana might have an issue with it.
Oh, they might have an issue, yes. I did some field testing for this. So Cheez-Its were arguably the worst. They just taste god-awful after that. So we could use a cheese-flavored snack, because that's what they call it in TV when they don't want to use the branding. So cheese in general does not go well with toothpaste, I have found.
Processed cheese specifically.
Processed cheese, like. Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Get to that point where it's, is it toothpaste or is it Cheese Whiz?
Is it toothpaste or is it Cheese Whiz? I think just to keep the integrity of the whole project, I want it to be toothpaste, but yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
All right, well, thank you, Brittany.
Thank you.
Coming up to the stage, we have another return pitcher. We're very excited to have her back. And ladies and gentlemen, Micah Fox.
Thank you. Hello, sharks. Okay, this is a mix between Amazing Race and Ugly Delicious. Okay, so we take two teams of two people, we pair them up, they have to travel all around the world. And once they get to their city, they meet Zendaya, who has teamed up with a Michelin-rated chef who has prepared her a special meal. And Zendaya eats that meal, shits it into a toilet, and the teams of two have to guess what she ate. It's called Chef's Toilet. You can binge it all. It's streaming on Amazon. Thank you. Thank you.
What a succinct pitch. Number one, why Zendaya? Do you have a relationship? Is this something that you see, you know, happening in the future?
Is it a relationship? God willing.
If we're all lucky, right?
Right.
Now, I'm just wondering, are we going to be feeding her things like corn, or is that just too easy?
Corn is maybe like a first round suggestion. You know, it gets complicated later. Corn, peanuts, obviously, if you're in India. You know, but as you go, something like lasagna could easily be confused for like a rice and beans once it gets through the tract.
I'm wondering if you could describe maybe some potential opportunities for romance as the couples pick through Zendaya's feces.
Well, I mean, the most exciting part about this is that the winning team gets to eat the shit. And if that's not romantic, then I've never been in love.
Certainly a bonding exercise.
Where does the drama lie in this? Like, what's act one, what's act two, what's act three? What are we looking at?
Well, I mean, act one, obviously, they have to get to the country. Act two, we watch Zendaya consume. It's sort of like, what's a mukbang? It's
sure.
A mukbang where, so the audience knows what she ate, but the contestants don't. So you're like, no, that's obviously spinach. Oh. You think I'm pitching Zendaya? No, I'm pitching Zendaya. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. I think that went about as smoothly as it could have possibly gone. All right. One more pitch for round one, and then we're going to find out which one of these pitchers will be eliminated/promoted. Coming to the stage is, I have to say, our absolute malest contestant of the night. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Randall.
Hi, thank you. Okay, so my show is called Temptation Olive Garden, and it's a lot like Temptation Island, only there's way more sex, right? And it's all televised, and it obviously takes place in an olive garden, right? But the catch is that before the contestants have sex, which they all do multiple times an episode, right? They each have to eat 15 pounds of pasta, okay? And that's literally 15 pounds. We're weighing it out. They have to eat every last bite, okay? The moment the last bite goes in, the clothes come off, you know? And then while they are fucking, they will have a basket of unlimited breadsticks next to them so they can reach in, chew, reach in, chew. They need to be chewing the entire time. It's in the contract. Lastly, I will say there will be a waiter standing over each couple continually grating Parmesan cheese onto their sweaty, bloated bodies, repeating the phrase, just let me know when, until someone comes. Questions?
We love it. So where are you imagining, what market do you think this is going to happen in? Which Olive Garden is
First one that comes to mind is obviously the Times Square Olive Garden, right? With right. The windows so that tourists can maybe stop by, have a peek, right? We will have to blur their faces unless we get them to sign a slip, though. So that's an extra PA, you know, weight on our shoulders. But
certainly.
I have to say this, you know, pitch, it appeals to me in many ways, but I'm really concerned about the vegan and gluten-free options here.
Sure.
So what are the choices? And don't say gluten-free quinoa pasta, because we all know it's not good stuff.
Well, I was going to say chickpea pasta. What do you think about that? Okay, but pasta is vegan. So how about no... the gluten-free, they might just have to eat the gluten. We are going for full bloat effect. You know what I mean?
That's kind of part of the appeal. This is going to turn into the previous pitch for some of those gluten intolerant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We might have a little crossover moment with the shit.
So one question that I have is this with the authority of Olive Garden, or is this a voyeuristic...
We are hoping that Olive Garden won't know about the project.
Is Olive Garden going to be blurred out?
No, absolutely not. We're just going to get it on the air and then deal with it then, you know?
Okay, yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I have to say thank you for sticking with the theme of Italian dinners.
There you go. It's very Godfather. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, that was round one, and now our judges are going to confer and put their heads together and figure out which one of these wonderful I would say mostly poop-related pitches, more than I was expecting, I gotta honestly. Judges, how are you feeling over here?
I think we're going to promote Brit.
Brittany!
Congratulations!
I think it was the Colgate, honestly. Do you have any? But it's great because you've been, you're an executive now. You don't have to do another day of work in your life.
Welcome to the C-suite.
All right, pitchers, we're gonna play a little game that I like to call Secret Ingredient. For this round, you have to give us a whole new pitch. Doesn't have to be food related, it can be any genre you want, but I'm gonna give you a card that has a secret ingredient that the pitch has to center around. All right, Rebecca, you're up first. So come on up here and tell us your show and what your secret ingredient is.
I want to make a show that feels like group therapy. And I want that host to be the incomparable Lindsay Lohan. As someone who struggles with mental illness, bipolar disorder, I feel that it is so important for our stories to get told. And I think there is no more appropriate way to deal with the extremely touchy subject of mental illness than to hire a former child star to analyze other people's mental illnesses. It's about the mental illness of the guests, and they tell their stories, but the interesting twist on it is Lindsay can find any way to make their stories about her.
Judges? Do you think we could get Britney Spears' Instagram as be a part of this show?
Do we have AV equipment? Because I literally can pull it up. I think it would be better to get her involved as a personality. I love the fake voice that she talks with now. Yes. I love that, and I want that to be a part of the show, and I think we can make it live. You know what I'm talking about with my man Sam. I love her, and it's not funny to make fun of her. Okay,
I have a question. Could it be set in Mykonos?
Okay,
I'm just making sure. Yeah.
What she's referring to is part of the Lindsay Lohan canon. Would you like to explain it, or shall I?
So Lindsay Lohan had a club in
Mykonos.
She got shut down. Well, but I think we could reopen it for this show, and I think that would be great.
She can't even run a beach club.
Okay.
Yeah,
anyway,
she can't even run a beach club in Mykonos. I think that would be a really nice aspect to it.
I mean, I know we all love Lindsay Lohan's early acting career, but like I don't want to overlook some of the later classics like Laurel Canyon. So is there
a
place for hardcore porn in this?
Now, this is a fun question. I like where this is going because I wasn't thinking about it in this way. I don't want to step on toes because I feel like this is kind of the room's idea. But it could, instead of being group therapy, could be a group therapy themed orgy, which could be really healing for people like me. Right?
Thank you very much. All right, Micah, are you ready to...
Yeah.
All right, so tell us about your secret ingredient and your new show.
Okay, so topically, I was given Thanksgiving. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think about Thanksgiving, I think of family. Right, so in this show, we're going to have husbands from around the country nominate their ugliest, most disgusting wives for a makeover show. Right, and we'll have a series sort of like Queer Eye, but they'll be dressed as pilgrims. and the wives will all be made over, and whoever is the best looking wins, obviously, and gets to eat Thanksgiving dinner from a trough. We're calling it Wife Slop. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So they're going to be dressed as pilgrims. Are they sexy pilgrims, or are they going to make pilgrim work?
Dude, I don't know what gets you off.
How are we going to handle the problem of the Indians in the Thanksgiving, you know?
Oh, good question. Don't worry, there are no more Indians left.
Who will be giving the makeovers?
Oh, great question. Okay, so we've got Bruce Valanche, Lauren Conrad, Courtney Thorne Smith, right? And Martin Shkreli. One more. The fifth is for the fallen Indian, because this is a show with heart.
How many episodes in a season? What do you see the arc of the season looking like?
So, first episode, we just go from house to house and look at how ugly these wives are.
So there's no competition element to the
Not in the first episode. We just meet the families. They don't even know they've been nominated for being ugly yet. Right? They just think this is like a documentary thing. Second episode, they're dragged by a rope to a secret location. And they've been tied to a pen. And they have to talk amongst themselves and figure out why they're all there.
We like to think of ourselves as, you know, really catering to many different markets in the country.
Right.
But I think New England in particular, there's a lot of opportunity here. What do you think about that?
Well, I think the accents are ugly, but if you want the ugliest people, go Midwest.
Why is that? Go on.
Have you been to the Middle States? You want me to Google Midwest woman? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Micah. All right. Justin, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about your secret ingredient show.
Okay, great. Okay, hi. My secret ingredient is that the main character is a ghost. So I was thinking we would do like a reboot of Master Chef Junior, only all the contestants are the ghosts of dead kids. And it, what's cool is we've developed this technology so we can actually capture the image of the ghosts. Unfortunately, the ghosts are all appearing the way they looked at the time of death, okay? So some little tykes have an axe in their head. Some of them are trying to whisk the eggs with no hands. It is cool, though, because you get to see, you know, little chef children from all types of eras. So maybe what a cuisine would be in the 50s or during the bubonic plague, okay? You know, so I think that's really pretty wholesome.
I think it's great. So is the tone closer to Casper the Friendly Ghost, Devon Sawa, or we got like a Guillermo del Toro? Like, what tone are we?
I was thinking like Sixth Sense meets Paula Dean, sort of.
My question is more logistical.
Okay.
Are we getting releases from the parents of the dead children?
Oh, many of those parents are long dead.
Long dead, okay. Sure. So we're just going to chalk it up to that.
Right. The current dead parents, we will have to sign releases, but they're thrilled because they just want to see their dead kid again.
They just want to see their kids again. Thank you.
I mean, if you could bring back any, you know, dead kid in history, who would it be?
I would like, who was it that was in The Sixth Sense again? What's his name?
Haley Joel Osment.
I would like him to die and then come back for the show as when he was a kid. I need him to be the dead kid.
Similar question. As far as dead kids go, do you have any idea for, like, special celebrity contestants?
Anne Frank.
Oh, that's such a good one. Someone said Anne Frank.
Is there a podcast element to this? True crime is very big. Dead children is very big. Do you think that that's an area we could explore?
There could be a spinoff that happens, but there's definitely going to be a lot of testimonials where we have them alone in the room and little Axe Boy can elaborate on his story.
No, I think there's a lot we can work with here. I think this is a really, great, really promising opportunity.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. All right. Now it's a very exciting time of the show because the judges are going to confer and tell us who the next pitcher to be eliminated/promoted is going to be. No pressure here.
We are extremely excited to welcome to the C-suite, Rebecca.
Rebecca, congratulations. Congratulations. Go enjoy the executive washroom.
We're great company, I promise.
And now, a word from our sponsor. This episode's terrible commercial idea was submitted by Anita in San Francisco.
What do you get for the man in your life who has literally everything, every gadget, every toy? You get him the one gadget he doesn't have because we just invented it. A AAA battery-sized LED flashlight specifically for looking up your own nose. So this holiday season, for your man on the go, make sure his stocking is stuffed with a AAA battery-sized LED flashlight specifically for looking up your own nose. From Nosecoat.
Now it's time for our lightning round. This is very exciting. Micah, Justin, you'll join me up here on stage.
Our executives, in their zeal, have greenlit a whole slew of new food-related shows, sight unseen, based on the title. They have no idea what the shows are about. I have the titles here. You are going to tell me what these shows are as quickly and succinctly as you can. Micah, your first show is Play With Your Food.
Play With Your Food. This is a show about children who are getting molested while they eat.
All right. Did not see that coming. Justin, tell me about the new series, Alcoholics Unanimous.
Alcoholics Unanimous is when all of the Republican congressmen get wasted and eat pizza.
All right, sure. Whatever. All right, Micah. Tell me about the new series, Diabetes Tonight.
This is a show where everyone chugs as many Cokes as they can, and the first person to get diabetes dies.
That's actually true. All right, Justin, your next show is Engorged.
Engorged is when you stick salamis up people's butts for 30 minutes, and then also in their mouths, and then they have to try to recite the Constitution.
You're on theme tonight. All right, Micah. Your next show is Kitchen Hitler.
Okay, so there's an oven.
All right, Justin. Tell me about the TV series Food Porn.
Food Porn is when you stick a salami up their butt and in their mouth, and they have to come, honestly, by the end of the video.
I feel like I'm losing control of the show. Micah, your next show is Zero Calorie Treats.
Okay, so Zero Calorie Treats is another vehicle for Zendaya. Where she has to eat everything and then vomit it all up before she inhales one calorie. When she gets to one calorie, the people with diabetes die.
Just so we're clear, this is not Zendaya. This is... Justin, your next show is Burger Busters.
Burger Busters is about a group of teens who travel around and they break into fast food joints at night and kill the custodians.
Wow. That got real dark real fast. All right, Micah, this is your last show.
Okay.
Last chance. Tell me about Hidden Valley Ranch Murders.
Okay, so it's like The Office, but everyone's homeless and on PCP. And then because they're in Pennsylvania, they drink a lot of ranch dressing because they think it's a ghost.
All right.
They're on PCP. That's fair.
All right, Justin, your last show of the night is Extra Mayo.
Extra Mayo is another porn, and they use mayo as their lube, but everyone in the porn is a virgin, so they need extra. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, judges, here.
Wow. I have a question. I'm loving the porn angle that we're going. Organically, I feel like it's coming.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to me that one idea was salami, another idea was salami, and another idea was mayonnaise. I'm wondering, like, are we thinking Tide series, like Cheers Frasier type deal?
I personally think...
Because I'm feeling Subway. I keep thinking Subway.
I think they're different enough. They each deserve their own franchise.
Okay, I like that. Respect. Yeah, I love that. Cool. Artistic integrity.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I had a question about Burger Busters. When I heard the name, I really wanted it to be a crime-fighting show. So I was wondering if the teens who murdered the custodian could then also investigate the custodian's death.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah, I think that they're so passionate about solving crimes that they feel they need to commit their own.
I got
they
it.
They also like to look into bank robberies, but they don't commit those.
They don't commit those. Okay, yeah. I got it. I think I got it.
So back with Play With Your Food, that was the one with...
Yes, that is a personal favorite of mine.
Pedophiles molesting children while they eat?
While
was
they
that
eat,
it?
Yes.
So what kind of food would the kids be eating?
You know... Children love chicken fingers, and I feel like there's a finger tie-in there. Get it?
Yeah. Any other questions from the judges?
Because it'll be people fingers and then also chicken.
I'm floored. I have no further questions. Everyone that we saw tonight was so impressive.
So impressive.
I've never been in a room with such talent.
Such talent.
That said, there is a winner. And that winner is Mika.
Micah!
I'm sorry.
Yeah! I win! Now what do I... Why do I have the microphone? Is it? Do I have to keep talking? Oh, I want a fucking pie? Fuck yeah!
Congratulations, you win a pumpkin pie.
Thanks again for tuning in to Bad Pitches. Be sure to subscribe and check out new episodes every other Monday on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are sold for free on the internet. If you like us, you really, really like us, then we would love it if you could leave us a review, give us 5 stars, tell your friends, anything to signal that we're not alone in the universe. We've also got a mailing list you can sign up for to keep up to date on live shows, podcast news, and unhinged rants. Just go to badpitchestv.com and sign up. And if you've got an idea for a bad product we could advertise in our commercial breaks, let us know on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Bad Pitches TV, and we just might pick yours. For everyone here at Bad Pitches, I'm Ned Airbar saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.